You may be wondering why we played that. And you can keep on. So, welcome to the...
Don't forget to breathe.
Yeah, oh, that's what that is?
Podcast.
Yeah. This is Anthony.
And this is Sade. We just felt like playing that clip because it was... We found it over our Thanksgiving holiday break. And it was the most hilarious thing we watched.
Well, I knew about it before because it's a popular meme, but yeah.
Yeah, look up Google the best cry ever, right? Is that what it, the best cry ever?
I don't know. I think I looked up crying meme or something. I don't know.
That is hilarious. You, because you always do that laugh, and I've always wondered where you got it from. But now I know.
It's just emotional.
That is so horrible.
Cry shaming him. So, welcome back.
Welcome back after a week break of, you know, doing things, stuffing things, and, well, actually, we went on a long road trip, so.
Yeah, we went to, I mean, I guess we'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into it after, fun fact of the day.
We went
out of town for Thanksgiving, and we're back, and we're going to talk about it, and all the fun whatever. Anyway, so the fun fact today is that, I mean, like today, you know, I found some avocados. It was $5 for 5 avocados. It's a good idea.
It is a good deal. Where'd you get them from? Was it Publix?
From Publix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it was a good deal. But fun fact is that now smaller scale drug cartels in Mexico. Are now taking over avocado ranches and selling them instead of selling drugs.
That is really cool. So they're it's not?
No, they'll shoot you still. But they won't shoot you and take your avocado truck. Or they'll take over the farm or something like
that. So they're making money like they are with enough money?
Yeah. They're making money with avocado because of the demand in the U.S. I don't know if it's equivalent, but it's easier to get into the avocado game than to break into the coke game. Because you're selling drugs and you got to control the ports and blah, 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 blah. With avocados, that's not illegal. You have a willing market and it's not illegal.
Yeah, but shooting people is.
Shooting people is, but who's asking those questions? Anybody at the, I mean, you're going to make, because even, yeah, so they're taking over, they'll take over farms or stuff like that, control the farms, and then sell them. I mean, and it's easier because all you need is a truck and some guns. Nobody's going to stop you from growing avocados or selling them to somebody.
Well, is it on Watchmen, the show Watchmen? Remember there was the scene at the beginning where he was like, he had a cabbage truck.
Oh.
Was that what was going on? Remember, you don't remember that scene?
Yeah.
Where he noticed the cat, and then it ended up being one of those, not communist.
No, I think that was just a farm thing. Well, the last episode we watched, we had, I don't know. No, that's not what that is.
Well, we haven't really got into that show.
He wasn't Mexican.
No, he wasn't. I'm just saying, was that what was going, I don't know.
No, that's cabbage.
Was that a cover up? Or?
No, because the thing about avocados is because a lot of them are grown in Mexico. Most of the ones that we eat in the U.S. come from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I guess we can't grow them everywhere here, so it's not like cabbage where we can just grow it. But yeah, so there's a demand for it. It's growing demand in these, some of these places. Yeah, it's taken these places out of poverty over the last 10 years because of the demand of avocados in the U.S. But yeah,
so
some of the smaller drug cartels that can't get into the drug game, they're like, alright, well, we'll get into avocados.
But how is that not somewhat of a good thing? There's some good to that, right? Because you're taking some drugs out of, people's hands.
Well, yeah, it's not drugs, but I mean, yeah, they'll still shoot you or take your farm from you.
Well, don't let that happen.
Okay. What?
You gotta be reddest. If you ain't...
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what do they say?
Apparently the pickers...
You stay ready and you gotta get ready.
The pickers make more money doing that than other... jobs or whatever, so they get pretty paid for them. So, I mean, it's just something I heard, interesting thing, but yeah, they've gotten into that, so, I mean, it's just like recently some inspectors, from the U.S. or something like that, their truck got robbed.
Wow, and nobody got hurt, I guess? Or?
I don't think so, but I mean, they threatened them and stuff like that, so yeah, it's like a real,
Wow.
They're taking over that, and you know, it's easy. Yes, easy to enter into the market, and you've got a willing customer that
I'm sure anybody
doesn't consider what you're selling illegal. So
it's
it's like easy money. I don't know.
But there's still horrible people though. So
No, they'll still kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
The people that run it, they'll still kill you. It's just they decided to take over this. It's like green gold, they call it, but it's easier and it's less, you know. It's just safer. The cost benefit analysis is better, I guess, for avocados versus drugs.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes sense. Okay. But, well, I like that fun fact. I didn't know that. That's
but
cool.
They were saying, like, because some people will hear that and they're like, oh, okay, we should boycott avocados. And they're like, well, no, because that'll actually hurt these communities more than.
No, hell no. They better not boycott my avocados. You know how many people would riot? People would riot.
I mean, individuals, not the U.S.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
No, I mean, your stupid president may do something like that, but for some other reason, put some tariffs on avocados for some stupid reason. But, but that's your president.
he's joking, y'all. I don't support Trump, so. Don't even get the idea in your head.
But so that's the fun fact. You're eating blood avocados. Yay. Maybe not. I mean, not all of them are like that, but
and people are eating meat, which came from an animal, which
I thought it was interesting is because a lot of times, it's like the, you know, the argument for, you know, vegan, well, not the only argument for being vegan, but, you know, some of it's like the cruelty to animals and stuff like that. And it was just made me think about it. It's like, sometimes you don't know what this healthy thing, this plant thing could also affect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I didn't know about the avocado thing, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information, but.
Not much you can do. Because, boycotting would actually hurt that community more than anything, the regular people doing it. That aren't drug cartels. It would hurt them more than... It would just... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you try to boycott a whole company and it's like, this is a huge company. So you boycotting, all you're doing is hurting this one Kevin that works at the register.
Exactly.
Is just trying to do his job.
Exactly.
You're not hurting the people at the top.
Yep. And that's exactly what Killer Mike mentioned. Panel he was on. Yeah. It's like, just boycott that one location, because there are a lot of franchises and stuff, and you're hurting.
It's like, what do I got to do with what they're doing over
exactly.
there? So,
on to our little mini Texas vacation we had.
Yeah. So
we rented a 4-door yellow Jeep.
Yeah.
Took the top down for just maybe 30 minutes. It wasn't a very long
time. Sit in traffic.
Because it got kind of chilly.
Yeah.
But, so it was 12 hours there, and, you know, we stopped, I think, like, a couple times.
Yeah, we stopped a bunch.
At a rest stop.
Made a stop,
slept
see
like
my
3 hours. Oh, yeah, we did stop in, where did she live again?
Memphis,
yes, Tennessee.
Stopped there, and then stopped somewhere in Arkansas, and then, I don't know. And I spent time there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I want to get into is kind of like our plan. So, if you listen to the last episode, we were talking about how we're pescatarian or vegan or whatever.
Oh, we're not vegan yet, no. We said we're going to eventually get there.
We're being pescatarian for the...
Yes,
I think that's the safe...
Yes.
Yeah. We're just testing it out. We're trying to do whatever.
Yeah.
And so our plan, the problem was is that it's going into Thanksgiving.
Yes. So we stopped by a couple of... Chick-fil-A's on the way there.
Only one.
No. I'm just saying we drove by. But
we did eventually stop and get Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. And then we stopped at McDonald's on the way back, and I got a chicken biscuit again.
And
then I had stuffing at my sister's house she made, which had like 3 types of meat in it.
Yeah. Well, our plan was to not do anything. You were saying, like, I'm just going to not eat this, or I'm just going to eat this. The reality is, we got there, and we were hungry on the way, and when we got there.
You can't control your situation.
We did. The thing is, we did make sandwiches,
though. You're not fully prepared. We did, but those didn't last long.
Well, that was for once. We actually stopped at Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because there was no, I don't know, we're like in Arkansas somewhere, and it's like, where else are you going to get... You know, Where are you going to find something that you can
eat? No, I feel like it's better when you're at home, like locally. You know your local vegan spots. You know your, you know, if you are in a tiff, you know, whatever, you know, like you can just Google, hey, vegan spots near me or something. Or, grab a couple of meals. Honestly, I looked up on the way back. They nowadays they have meal prep places that will meal prep for you and stuff like that. I mean, usually you have to order it a couple of days in advance. So it didn't really work out for us because we came back Sunday and then wanted it.
I think we skipped
like Sunday or Monday, so it just didn't.
We skipped part of the story.
Yeah, but anyway, like as far as being pescatarian. That was a little difficult while we were traveling because it just, you know, we didn't prepare all each one of our meals.
Yeah.
We didn't want to be that strict with ourselves.
And we weren't in it long enough, I don't think, to be like, to be like, no, this is what I mean. Because, you know, I grew up vegetarian, so technically, you can go to Chick-fil-A, you can get an egg and cheese biscuit at any of these places. That's what I used to do growing up.
Oh, yeah, you did that on the way back. Yeah.
Egg and cheese, it's not vegan or whatever, but I'm not trying to be vegan right now. So.
See, I have the mindset of, like, you know, I already messed up, so I'm going to keep messing up. And when I, we'll get into that later, too. So, it's, I don't know, it's bad.
Well, so we, you know, we had fun there and everything. We didn't, we ate whatever was around.
Yeah, we didn't want to be strict or anything.
Bad snacks, cakes, pies, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my sister said help yourselves. Yeah. She had a pantry full of, you know, oatmeal cream pies, Rice Krispies.
And I honestly don't feel, well, I didn't eat all that, but I don't feel guilty. I didn't feel that guilty about it because I knew... I knew what we were doing. For me, in my mind, that was, this isn't my everyday. It's like, we're going on this vacation.
Yeah.
We're here for a couple of days. We're just going to eat what's there. We did go shopping and try to buy a couple of things.
Our breakfasts every day were pretty healthy.
Yeah, I wanted oatmeal. I didn't want, like, Pop-Tarts and junk like that.
But in a way, that made me, like, you know, not feel as bad eating the way we did because of the fact we ate good for breakfast. It's like I'm gonna eat, you know, at least one good meal, nutritious meal. Because I mean, I don't know. You also, you know, you're not only worrying about your physique. You're also worrying about how you feel after you eat.
Yeah.
Because that's another big deal. Because I woke up feeling crappy every day I was there.
Yeah, eating all the mac and cheese.
And that's because of the sodium and all that. And I'm already sensitive to all that stuff. So, of course, I felt crappy every day I woke up. So.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be like, you know, you're a guest at somebody's house. You don't want to come in like, well, I am.
Yeah, like, excuse me, I am pescatarian. I'm vegan. I can only eat this. And you're going to have to buy me one of these.
Yeah.
Vegan rolls and, you know, that's not...
I mean, I knew what we were getting into, and I was fine, and I don't... I hate that kind of feeling, like... Because people can easily take it, like, you think you're better than them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and that's,
exactly.
That's never how I feel. I just... I knew what I was going. I knew what we were getting into. I just tried to keep that in my mind. But, yeah, sometimes I did feel... The same thing happened to me when we went on a cruise years ago. I know we weren't as serious then, but... After a while, like, eating all that food, just having access to as much in whatever I wanted. Remember, I got sick of it on the way back?
Yeah.
I was like, I just want, like, a sandwich. Like, I don't want that. Like, whatever they're making. Like, remember they had those meals we had to go to at night and all that?
Yeah.
And it was fancy.
It was very fancy.
It was just too much.
Yeah.
And it was at, like, 10 o'clock. No, we
didn't go the last 2 nights or something. Yeah. We didn't even go. We were just like, no, we ain't doing all that.
It was too much. I mean, and that's the main thing that, I don't know, I guess keeps me from going too crazy is, like, I just start feeling like I just need to get back to, like, feeling, I don't know, better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why on the way back, I was like, I'm just going to egg and cheese. I don't need to, walk my way back into, closer I get to home, the closer I get to, like, eating, you know, the way I should, but, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed when I got back, I was just like, I just felt crappy. I took, like, an hour-long nap, which might have been a mistake, because I felt more groggy when I woke up, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think all the food that bothered me, and then also the energy drinks and stuff, because we had a lot of coffee.
Oh,
I had a couple Red Bulls and stuff, you know, just to try to stay awake or whatever.
Didn't work.
No, and then, like, honestly, my heart was beating out of my chest on Sunday night, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, and I guess it's all that mixed up together. It's like the bad food, the, you know, energy drinks. That is all a bad combination.
Well, what would you do differently?
We did work out one day while we were there.
Yeah. One day when we were there, and then on the way back at my parents' house, we did a little bit of workout.
Yeah. We worked at his parents' house as well. Did a couple deadlifts. So we did, you know, we stayed a little.
Yeah, we weren't like
active,
sedentary.
Yeah.
Showing. I mean, kind of, but I mean, that was
it was raining while we were there too, so yeah. It kind of was hard to go outside.
I don't want to feel bad. I mean, I don't feel bad about what we did. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Because what day was that we went to the gym? Was that Thanksgiving Day?
It may have been Thanksgiving afternoon, yeah.
It was before we ate, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we ate, yeah.
Yeah. What would you do differently? I mean, say you're going on a trip. Say it's Thanksgiving next year. And you, again, you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to feel... You know, I want to eat whatever's there. And I'm not going to feel bad. I'm just going to treat it like a treat a couple of days. Like, what would you do differently? Or would you do that again? Or would you? What would you do differently around that day?
No, I would do things differently, because right now I feel like I haven't got back into eating my healthy eating habits yet, because of the fact that I let everything go.
Yeah.
These couple days, you know. So I would definitely be a little more strict with myself. I mean, I would allow myself some things here and there, like dessert and stuff, that's fine. But with me, you know, knowing that I'm sodium sensitive and all that, I need to just watch out for stuff like that and not eat as much of it.
Does it mean not eating? I mean, you know, I don't know what we're doing next year, but if you're going to somebody's house, how would you work around that?
Yeah, because when you're on vacation, you don't really want to sit here and like, you don't have to want to cook a whole separate meal for yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean... I guess for Christmas, we plan on like being more vegetarian. So we're going to probably get like a vegan, or what do you call it? The vegetarian
like
rolls,
tofurkey like
rolls and all that.
Like a roast
so,
or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to test it out to see how vegetarian we can keep.
Yes. We're not doing nothing for Christmas that I know of. We're not doing nothing. We'll just be here.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know how I would change it at someone else's house, but at my house, I feel like I have more control over what I eat and stuff. But I wouldn't recommend just staying at home, like, because you know, it's like stay at home because you can control your environment. Yeah. I mean, don't do that either, but I guess you just have to have a better mindset a lot. You have to have willpower. And, you know, because you have to know that when you get back home, you have to get back on it. You can't just, like, be like, okay, I'm going to slack for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I think you need to know that about yourself, because I know for me, it's something that I can, I guess, more so turn on and off. It was like, while I was there, I'm not used to eating like that, but it was like, okay, well, I'm here. Okay, fine. Now I'm just going to get a piece of pie. Whatever.
Well, you know, for you, it's not even a big thing for you to eat sweets, or that type of food is not even your thing, though, right?
Yeah, not the sweets, no.
Yeah, so it's like, it wasn't even like a big...
Yeah, in a way I had to like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I can have it. Because I'm just not in the habit of doing that. And I knew that it could... Yeah, that's not a weakness for me, I guess.
Yeah.
The snacking and stuff like that, I mean, that can create a habit if you do it for an extended part of time. Okay, so this is what I would say. Like, sometimes you may go to somebody's house, but it's not that far.
Yeah.
So you eat there, and then you go home. Maybe you take some leftovers or whatever, but you don't have that much left over. So even if you pig out there in their house and you go back home...
No, I would say eat a snack before you even go to their house. That way you're not going there hungry as hell.
Well,
right? And honestly, today, what I did when I got home is I ate a grapefruit with the monk fruit sugar and then a little bit of honey. How about that filled me up pretty good?
I guess like, I'm thinking about
I'm not even talking about eating a meal before you go. Eat like a piece of fruit or something. Yeah. That way you're not like starving where you're ravenous. And also know your weaknesses. You
well, because that's what I mean by that. Because so it's like, I don't even care. I know that's what I'm doing on Thanksgiving. I'm going to go over there and eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm okay with that is what I'm saying.
But that's okay with you. Because you probably have more willpower than I do. I don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
You know how I am. I don't know when to. I have a food addiction. I think it's a real thing. Yeah. So it's like, it's easier for you to say that. But for me, I have to really think about tips to kind of get myself right before I get in that environment, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you think if you went over there not hungry, you would still not want to eat all that stuff?
My body probably wouldn't let me. No, it would probably help, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, I mean, what, the situation we're talking about, it's like we're staying at somebody's house. And so, for a couple of days.
Yeah. No, that is different. I mean, so that, I would just say, know your weaknesses and then try to stay away from them if you can. If not, then I guess just have willpower.
There a way to, like you said, you haven't gotten back into the mindset of where you need to be. What would help you do that? Like, say you go away for a weekend, you don't eat right by choice or by accident, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, what would help you when you get back home to get back on it?
Wow. That's a hard question because right now... you're asking this after I
be honest with you.
After I
effed
up the past couple days, like I literally, y'all, I ate horrible the last couple days. I've been back home. Oh my goodness,
We had best intentions. We didn't have the time to meal prep, so we went to Whole Foods and got some food that we could eat through the week. We found a way to make it work. But yeah,
but because we weren't officially prepared, because we didn't have our regular snacks, we didn't have, you know, we didn't go grocery shopping. So that kind of messed with my mind a little bit to where I was like, ooh, well maybe I can have this as a snack instead, you know, or you know. But what was the question again? You said how...
Also, we live next door to a grocery store. That doesn't help.
Yeah, that was a problem too. But,
What would help you? Like, say you go out of town and you go wild.
Oh, like when you get back.
On purpose or by accident. What would help you go back? I think one thing, like we mentioned, is the meal prepping, like actually having a plan for that beforehand. Because we were kind of like, oh, we'll get back Sunday. And then we'll meal prep, which we didn't have enough time or the energy to do.
Yes, I would say find a meal prep company in your area, because I Googled it in Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure they have them everywhere nowadays, you know?
Yeah, shipped to you.
But yeah, like, prepare ahead of time. Usually they want you to, like, go ahead and order a couple days before you need it.
Yeah.
So prepare for that, you know, before you leave out of town, go ahead and order it. That way they can deliver it by, like, maybe Sunday night or Monday morning or something like that. And then you'll be ready for the week. Because, if you're... Also, I mean, we got back on a Sunday night, having to work Monday. So, knowing good well, we weren't going to meal prep on Sunday night, you know? So, that was why I think the meal prep company would be the best idea.
Yeah.
But, it depends on when you get back.
Yeah. So and then we were tired. It was a 12-hour, 13-hour trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were gone longer than that, of course. But, yeah, we weren't... Yeah. We could have... Hindsight is 2020. We should have prepared better. So yeah, we should have done a meal prepping. Okay, so outside of meal prepping or using a meal prepping company or whatever, however you want to do it, because you can use a company or you can meal prep extra before you go on your trip and put it in the freezer or something. There's ways to figure it out.
Yeah,
we figured something out, like combination of getting some things, proteins and stuff like that from Whole Foods, like from their hot bar and stuff like that, that mm-hmm. we can make meals out of, and just have to make rice. And, you know, buying some cans of lentils, and then we bought some vegetarian meat, which we gotta, actually, we're supposed to eat that tomorrow or something like that. Anyway, we'll figure that out. But, so what else can change that mindset? Because you're saying for you, after being in that mindset of I can eat whatever I want, you're having trouble transitioning back. Because I know we both complained about
mentally.
How we felt. And like how we felt like crap and everything, and for me that meant like, okay, well I'm cutting out all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I did have some cookies or something like yesterday, but it's like I wanted a salad, even if I'm not eating my proper amount of calories and stuff like that. I wanted salads. I wanted like real, you know, things like that, so I could just feel. I'm behind, but I'm trying to drink a gallon of water today. Mm-hmm. Get back on doing that. I'm just trying to wash everything out of me. Like what.
I would say, like, what you just said. Load up on a whole bunch of health foods, like juices, like salads, stuff like that. Because your body literally is going to be craving it when you get back from, like, you know, eating like that. I know I do. I crave it. So yeah, like basically do like a detox or like a fast with just like, you know, green stuff and raw stuff. And then like I would also say get remotivated. Like maybe look at your favorite influencers online or something. Like look, you know, because around this time of year, they usually keep people in check, in line, and remind them, hey, don't let the holidays get to you. Yeah. Like, you know, stay with it and stuff like that. So I would say that would be another thing to do to refocus. What else?
I would say remember to
get sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're getting sleep because that's important for your workouts. That's probably
part of the reason why that we haven't been eating right even after we got back. We're still recovering.
Yeah, because when you don't get sleep, you crave bad foods, and then you also don't have enough energy in the gym.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like, why are you going to the gym?
Yeah, so we went Tuesday, and like, you know, it was a struggle. I mean, I was ready to go because I know how I am. I may not fall off as hard as you do sometimes, according to what you're saying, but I know things are a habit for me, and if I break a habit, then it's hard for me to get back on once I go too long without doing something. So it's like, no, I need to get back on it before I start being okay with not going.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the best workout. I mean, whatever. I don't care. We went.
We're going tomorrow again, so we'll make up for it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be back in there. I mean, one thing I would say, I mean, we talked about it. I think a lot of times you can think about the holidays as like, you think of Thanksgiving through Christmas, it's like, oh, it's the holidays, I can kind of let it go. That's a whole month. A little bit more than a month.
Work and stuff start celebrating before that. They start getting cookies and snacks and stuff. Yeah.
So honestly,
it's not just a month.
If you give up, like, by Thanksgiving and carry that all the way through December to Christmas, like, you can lose. I mean, I'm not gonna say you lose all your progress, but you're gonna lose a lot of ground doing that.
So when I went to Publix today, there was this girl by the dessert. She kept like looking at me and like, "Do you need help?" And you could tell she just wanted to talk to me for some reason. So she just started talking, and she was like, "You know, it's really hard not to eat sweets and stuff like that for me. I just really like, you know, I crave them a lot. I did a pretty good job with Thanksgiving and didn't eat a lot and everything, but for Christmas, I'm going to go all out. Mm. And I'm going to get back to it January 1st. I'm going to get this stomach right and stuff like that." You know, just talking like a lot of people do, New Year's resolutioners. But I felt bad because with what we do, we're supposed to be telling them, "No, start now. Like, don't wait until, you know, January 1st to start." Yeah. How about I felt so guilty because I was right. I was in the damn dessert section, dessert. And I'm sitting here like, I ain't got no type of like, you know, I can't sit here and tell her like, you know, do this, do that. So I felt so guilty. And I was like, I can't even like teach people, give them a message, the message we're supposed to be giving people, because I am not doing what I need to be doing right now.
Either. Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Hey.
So I literally was just, you know, giggling, laughing. I was like, all right. But I literally had to walk away from her. She would have kept talking. Oh. I don't know why people are like that with us, but
this is a sign. Like, I mean,
like, all right, I need to get back to it because this is ridiculous. Yeah. Because I had to tell her, I was like, yeah, usually I'm so into health and fitness, but I haven't been doing good.
Mm-hmm. And now
I haven't been doing good.
Now she ain't going to do good because you told her it was okay not to do good. Look at you. You're not helping the
it made me feel bad, yeah.
The flock.
It made me feel bad. Because it made me like feel like I'm backing that up. Like, yeah, start January 1st. It's okay, yeah, just wait.
Yeah.
Go all out until then, girl.
No, yeah. I mean,
because that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I think you gotta use that. Because everybody makes, I don't care how many whatever followers, how many people have influenced or whatever.
Yeah. Everyone makes mistakes. Everybody has setbacks.
It happens, but it's what you do after you have that. Like, you know what, like you were talking about today, what you did today and everything. And you were like, you thought I was trying to shame you about it. And I'm like,
shame.
I mean, I can get a bell and shame you. Hmm. You can walk up and down the hallway.
The neighbors be poking their heads out like,
yeah, I guess you can wear clothes when you do it, I guess.
Oh my god.
Like, look what she's done to herself. No, but what was I trying to say? Oh, no, you thought I was trying to shame you or something like that. And I was just like, I don't know. My mindset is like, I guess because this is the way I thought about it. Like, when we're out of town and everything. I owned it. I didn't, I just was like, I'm eating bad right now.
You did own it, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Yeah. And yeah. I'll get back to it. I'm going to own not eating bad when I get back.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fine. I mean,
instead of... You've been doing a good job of, like, you've been eating salads. You've been... Sorry, guys. You've been doing a good job, honestly. I've been watching you a little bit, and it's like, damn, he's been doing it. Like, that should be motivating me, but honestly...
I mean, I don't like how I feel when I eat, like...
I eat that stuff. Me either.
And that's enough. That's why the sweets thing with me. It's not that I don't like sweets.
Mm-hmm.
It's that... When I have a lot of sugar, it gives me a migraine. That's enough to...
That's what happened to me. But it's more so like sodium and stuff like that for me. Yeah,
it makes your teeth hurt.
See, sweets are different. That doesn't really make me feel like crap. So then it's easier for me to make excuses to eat it.
Well, that's sweets and then other stuff. All kinds of, you know, heavier foods. I just feel sluggish.
And then I just don't feel...
Because I remember like just feeling like... I mean, is it cleaner or something? I don't know. I just felt... Ugh. And I just wanted to get... this happened to me. This happened throughout my life where I like just felt not good.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just need to eat salads. Let me just... I mean, that's not the only thing I'm eating, but it's like, let me just eat... Let me just act like I should be acting. I'm not tracking right now, but let me just eat my salads, make sure I'm getting in all my nutrients that I need.
See, that's what I kind of think about more than, like, eating the right amount of calories. I think about, making sure I'm consuming the nutrients I need.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when we went to Texas, I made sure I packed my multivitamins. Yeah. So I took those every day.
I mean,
like, I know that's not, you know, like an excuse as far as a substitute, official substitute. But on the days I know I'm going to be eating, you know, maybe not all the nutrients I need, then I will take multivitamins.
I think... For me, also, the thing that bothers me is when I'm consuming a lot of empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way I think about it. Even if I'm not tracking at the moment, it's like, I know eating these chips is going to do nothing
for me. I ate some chips today, and I felt really just, like, weird eating them, because I don't never eat chips. So I was sitting there like, why do people eat chips? While I was eating them, I just felt like...
Chips do nothing. They don't fill you up.
No, but not even just that. But mentally, I wasn't getting anything from it either. I was like, this is not really doing it for me.
It's like purely like the feel of eating something crunchy, I think. Because it's not fills you up in any kind of way. It doesn't
But rice cakes do that for me. So
well, they have a little air in them, I guess. Maybe that's... I don't know.
It just wasn't like... I'm not a big chip person.
So that's why today, like, because I didn't, like I told you, after I ate, I was hungry and I couldn't find anything else at work. Normally there's a little bit more, but there wasn't, I couldn't find something I wanted. And then I ate a little peanut butter, which probably is not high quality peanut butter.
It's still peanut butter.
I was looking for protein. I wanted something with protein. So I got peanut butter and I put a little bit of honey. We have little packets of honey and then I ate it with some graham crackers. It is what it is. I mean, I don't know what the calorie, whatever, but I just needed... I wanted to eat something, and I wanted it to feel like I ate something. And I did after I ate that.
Well, it's important, you know, we talked about this earlier, but it's important that when you're vegetarian, pescatarian, all that stuff, that you're getting enough protein.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you felt it, but like last week, or not last week, but the week before, you know, when we were meal prepping our vegetarian meals... It just seemed like I was still hungry after the meal, you know? Yeah. So it's like we got to figure out a way to get more protein, get more full.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll start incorporating like boiled eggs and...
Well, we talked about like, adding more and more vegetables
or
to
adding
it too.
More vegetables, yeah.
Because we used to have meat and then just a little bit of vegetables, so it didn't matter. So now it's like, yeah, you got to adjust it and have more vegetables. You'll end up... I mean, because I've watched videos on that. You'll end up with more carbs, but they're whole carbs, so it's like...
Yeah.
To my mind, this isn't scientific opinion. I'm just like, I don't feel the same as like filling up on pasta as I do as if I feel full from eating like zucchini or some other vegetable.
Different.
I just feel like it's different. And there's science to back it up, but I'm not going to guilt myself for eating a lot of vegetables.
Right. No, you know? I agree.
So
try grilling vegetables. It's really, really good. They have some at Whole Foods that are bomb, but like just that gets expensive.
Yeah.
So
don't do it.
Other night we went to Whole Foods and like we told you and to replace our meal prep stuff, spent, wasn't it $50? for three of those little plate things.
Yeah, it's so
because they do it by weight. They priced it by weight.
Yeah, it wasn't a horrible idea, but then the food we got was heavy. But it worked. I mean, that's about how much we would have spent in the grocery store meal prep. I don't know.
Yeah.
We had to do something. Next time we'll do something different.
It's just crazy though to think about that. You know, yes, it made sense to do it right at that time.
Yeah.
But it's just like crazy to think that. It's like, wow, you can. What if people are eating this for like their lunch or something? That's even worse than going out to eat like that. Yeah. You're spending $20 per like plate.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's healthy maybe, or actually not all the time. Sometimes they put stuff out that's not that healthy.
No,
have you noticed that? It's like stuff they do put out healthy stuff, but they also put out stuff for people that.
I mean, it's. Yeah. I mean, with food like that, it's all in. I mean, it's portion control, honestly.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it is.
Yeah, because I like their plantains. They're really good.
Yeah.
I don't know how they cook them, so I don't know if they're.
We need to make those too. We need to get that. We need to get that. We gotta get the air fryer. That ninja foodie thing.
Yeah.
We gotta get that because we're gonna be doing all kinds of stuff. But, so yeah. So, how are you gonna get back on it?
Oh my god. I mean, you can
stop being fake in Publix.
So, I'm going to make sure. Okay, so we have to get through this week knowing that we don't have all the snacks and stuff that we usually have, like the protein bars we usually have, you know, stuff like that. So I need to be getting, okay, so I was meal prepping, I mean, not meal prepping, intermittent fasting. You guys already know I was doing that or whatever. Lately I haven't been doing it because, like, I'm really hungry in the mornings, so that kind of messes me up, you know, because I'm, like, already hungry in the morning, so then I'm not basically spacing out my meals like I usually do. But, I guess to help with that, make sure I have enough protein, like, as far as in my snacks, maybe bring boiled eggs, or we were talking about making, like, some kind of egg muffins, like, putting a little vegetables and stuff in, like, a muffin form, in a muffin form.
I know you don't like it, but we have protein.
Oh, just making a protein shake. Oh, we have protein shakes in there, too, actually. We
do have gross-tasting protein shakes
in there. I mean, yeah, I'm still going to eat them. We spent money on them.
You wanted chocolate, and
I almost still drink.
You didn't even drink one.
I'm not even big on like.
Did you drink one?
No, I haven't. Not yet. I forgot we had them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm just gonna do better with preparing because I'm starting to realize preparation is key to getting to your goals.
Yeah.
Like that is number one.
Keep you out of the QT.
Number one, because nutrition is number one, or even fitness. So I would say preparation is key. Is number one.
Yeah.
Number two is consistency, but we're not talking about all this stuff right now, but stay consistent, stay prepared, and you'll get to where you're going.
Yeah.
So those are my last words. Okay. What are your last words?
Drink your water, eat some vegetables. I don't know. Don't fall off.
Yeah. Drink your water because Anthony will call you out if you don't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. This is all I would say. Don't let December be the holiday season. There's a lot of days in between there.
Mm-hmm.
You could, I mean, honestly, you could eat what you want on Thanksgiving and then eat what you want on Christmas and be good the rest of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And still be kind of okay, I guess, in theory.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't just.
Don't ruin all your progress that you've gotten the rest of the
year. Yes. And it's, even though you may not physically lose all your progress, you will lose the mindset that you had.
Oh, yes.
Because that's 30 days. It's like 30 days to form a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how long it is to break it. But that's long enough to fall
One bad weekend. That's how long it takes.
Yeah. You don't want to be halfway into January trying to get it together. It's like, no, you should.
Yeah, because that's when
all
the other people are getting it together. Yeah. So it's like, you don't want to be on that wagon. You need to be ahead of
just
that game.
Just cruise on through and keep your momentum going. I mean, because like, I remember what you were talking about. I was like, yeah, well, a lot of people start balking in it. Some people do that.
That's an excuse for me, though.
I know. Some people do that.
Yeah.
You ain't some people. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, because I'm eating bad foods.
Bulking
people
is something
still eat healthy
that you're doing on purpose.
Yeah.
They're consciously doing it.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No,
you
I'm
have
just
to be on top of even your calories.
Being like, no, I'm
still.
Just going to eat all the snacks. It's
yeah.
not bulking.
No,
just,
I know.
And no. And then, not, yeah, no. Don't lie to yourself. That's what
okay.
I would say.
Don't lie to yourself. Okay. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Be honest with yourself. Be upfront with your mistakes, and then just own them and don't make them again.
I guess. Learn from them.
Yeah. I mean, just do what you. I mean, don't spend so much time worrying about the mistake and figure out like, okay, now I did this. Now what is the solution? Mm-hmm. I ate like crap this weekend. Okay, so when I get back, I'm gonna start drinking a gallon of water again. Mm-hmm. Get back in that mindset. I'm gonna start making sure I'm getting all my vegetables in. Get back on that mindset and mm-hmm. then make sure I get in the gym and do something, even if it's not like my most effective, you know, amazing workout in my life.
Do compound lifts. That's what I'm starting to notice with us being intermediate, like, fitness people.
Yeah.
Do compound lifts in the gym, especially if you work out in the mornings and you don't have a lot of time. Because yeah. those lifts will get you to where you want to go in a lot less movements.
Yeah, we start squatting in the morning, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we started doing that, squatting and deadlifts, because it's, I mean, that's a whole different topic for that. I mean, I guess we kind of had that morning topic, but we had to revisit it, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can do a lot in a little bit of time, so. But that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Keep supporting us.
I'm going to go eat some cake. No, just kidding.
Whatever.
Just kidding. Yeah.
What are we on? TuneIn, Apple?
Spotify.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, TuneOut, Tune Back In.
Podcast Addict.
Just all the... I mean, yeah, podcasts. Yeah. We're out there. You can find us at SolishadeE.com. One day we'll have something to sell you. I'm sorry.
One day we're going to come up with an invention.
Oh, we did do that. We did do some business planning while we were driving.
Yeah, we did.
But we can't talk about it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it yet. Because then we have to actually do it right then.
But we did make that long trip.
We're going to do some research.
We made it productive.
Yeah, we're going to do some research on this thing that we're talking about.
And talking to like my sister.
I even told your mom about it.
Like all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some ideas and it's... I don't know. It's kind of good to do. It makes me think, like, in some ways we need to take more trips like that where you are shut off. Or at least spend more time like that where you're shut off from all these regular life so you can actually think about other things. So.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to end this now. So.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Hope y'all have a great day.
Bye.
Or night, whenever you're listening to this.
Morning.
Morning. All right. Bye.
Bye.